present Billy with singing stars Jeff Brook, Eula Parker, and the Keynotes.
We love the name Billy. The dad was the same Billy. We love the way they love and sing. How silly to call a girl Billy.
Fat was them all Billy. For at the call
queer that a girl should appear, that they tell them a semblance of joy. That is the reason her name is Billy. The parents expected.
Young Jackson Jones should be feeling as bright and gay as that music, but he isn't. He's broke. He's just broken the incredible news to his best pal, Bob Wallace.
You're kidding.
Oh, I wish I was. When I came to New York 3 years ago, I had $1 million. All I've got today is a flock of unpaid bills.
Yes, there it is. And when a Mr. Peter Pembroke was announced, Bob was only too glad to escape into the next room for a much-needed reviver. Mr. Pembroke was dressed in black. Even the string tie around his stiff high collar was black. And his voice was pitched in keeping.
You have my deepest sympathy, Mr. Jones.
And, brother, how I need it. So the bad news is getting round, is it?
Ah, me. A fine man, your uncle. A fine, able man.
Hey, what's uncle got to do with this?
Surely you received Judge Spotswood's telegram?
But the old family lawyer. Say, what is all this?
Surely you've heard of your uncle's death?
What?
Alas, it's something we all have to go through. Ah, what a man. He was worth his weight in gold.
Well, what did he weigh, do you know?
Ah, yes. We that are left must look at these things practically. That is why I have called to offer my commiserations and my proposition. Sir, I have the honor to represent the Consolidated Chewing Gum Company of America.
Well, isn't that a mouthful?
And we are prepared to pay you the sum of $1,200,000 for your uncle's business. Your business. Jones Chewing Gum.
$1,200,000?
Cash, if you mean business.
Well, certainly I mean business. I'm a businessman. Look at the business suit I'm wearing. See, I've got a pencil and everything. Where's the money?
Oh, my dear sir, there will be certain legal formalities. But shall we say 2 o'clock here?
Here? Here.
Ah, then if you will excuse me, you won't forget two.
And don't you forget. 12. Be careful crossing the street. Hey, Bob. I've just received a message from heaven.
I'm so happy, so doggone happy, I just can't tell what to do. I'm so happy, so doggone happy, the sky was never so blue. Listen to the little birdies, they're singing for me in the trees. They're singing with the hurdy-gurdies, all the sweet melodies. I'm so happy, so doggone happy, I laugh and laugh and then cry. I'm so happy, so doggone happy, hooray for 4th of July. I want to dance and dance and then dance some more. I want to roll around all over the floor. I'm so happy, so doggone happy, 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 never could be anybody, anybody, anybody as happy as me.
Hey, what's all the excitement? What are you so happy about?
Uncle's dead.
What?
Oh, I don't mean I'm happy because of that. I mean I'm happy because I've just had the sad news that I've inherited Uncle's entire fortune.
Ah, Bob, this is something we must all go through.
Well, I'm going to see you don't go through this lot like you went through the last. I'll get it.
Hello? Yeah, hold on. It's Rankin. He says there's a young person to see you.
Who?
What's his name, Rankin? Richards. Billy Richards.
Never heard of him, but if he's another bearer of sad news, he's welcome. Tell Rankin to show him up.
Okay, Rankin, show him up. If you ask me, he's the first of a procession. Now, what you want, kid, is to get away a bit to recover from the shock.
Oh, you think after what happened this morning, I ought to be in mourning?
Good morning.
Yes, isn't it? I mean, say, who are you?
I'm Billy Richards. Are you Mr. Jackson Jones? Why, what's the matter? You look surprised.
Are we surprised, kid?
Oh, we're surprised to see a girl. We thought...
That's what comes of jumping to wrong conclusions. But don't worry, everyone does it. Even my folks were surprised when I was born.
No.
Honestly, it's a fact.
I love the name Billy. My dad's was the same, Billy. I love the way they laugh and say, how silly to call a girl Billy. Baffles them all, Billy. For at the call, Billy, they think it's so queer that a girl should appear, that there's seldom a semblance of joy. That is the reason my name's Billy. My parents expected a boy.
Billy, who looks even more charming than she sounds, explains to a very sympathetic audience, Jackson can hardly keep his eyes off her, that she was Jackson's late lamented uncle's private secretary.
Yes. And when he went away, the poor dear, he left me in full charge of the plant. That's why I rushed up to see you, Mr. Jones. I left Havensford this morning as soon as I heard the rumor.
You don't mean Uncle's death's only a rumor.
I mean about Pembroke of Consolidated. Has he been here?
Oh, you mean the man who wants to buy my factory? Oh, you don't know about him yet, Bob. A great guy. We got through our business like that.
You haven't closed a deal with him, have you?
We closed it for two at 12. I mean, 12 at two. Yes, that's right. $1,200 he's paying me at two.
Oh, no. Mr. Jones, you'd be crazy to accept. Your uncle refused that offer time and time again.
And we'll refuse it.
But
Now, listen. You don't want to be a chump all your life. This girl knows the answers. Miss Richards, you think the plant's worth more than that?
It isn't the actual money value, sir. All the Consolidated wants is the name. Mr. Jackson, if you sell, the plant will be closed down, and that'll mean ruination to the little town you were born in. Hundreds of people thrown out of work. Hundreds of families starving.
Oh, I knew there was going to be a catch in it. But if I don't sell, what am I going to do? I don't even chew gum, let alone know how to make it.
You don't have to know. All you have to do is...
Tell these other people to jump in the lake. I do chew gum. Jones's gum. And by gum, I'm going to see that you chews it too. Miss Richards, Jackson Jones has made up his mind. He's going home.
Oh, sir.
Call me Bob.
Oh, Uncle Bob. Oh, Mr. Jones.
Well, call me Jackson.
Oh, Mr. Jackson. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so excited. I don't know what I'm doing.
I do, though. And I'm with you all the way. Back to the dear old hometown.
Easy seeing you've never seen Gumopolis. This is the first time I've ever wanted to go back there.
Oh, Mr. Jackson, everyone should take a trip back home once in a while.
Sure they should.
Even if it's only for a day.
Take a choo-choo, let a choo-choo to the old hometown again. Everybody ought to take a day back home every once in a while. Yes, even if for just a day you go to stay back home every once in a while.
Your heart will click, what a kick you'll get when you met your old-time pal, your old-time gal.
You'll get a thrill, yes you will, when you climb that hill that leads to the old homestead. If just a little bit of sentiment in your soul you still retain, you're gonna have a little cry when you spy that schoolhouse standing in the shady lane. Oh man, you're gonna love that trip, and whenever you can, you're gonna pack your grip and take the choo-choo home again, to shoot you home again, every once in a while.
Quick, what a kick you'll get when you've met your old-time pal, your old-time gal.
You'll get a thrill, yes you will, when you climb that hill that leads to the old homestead. You're just a little bit of sentiment in your soul you still retain. You're gonna have a little cry when you spy that schoolhouse standing in the shady lane. Oh man, you're gonna love that trip, and whenever you can, you're gonna pack your grip and take the choo-choo home again, to shoot you home again, every once in a while.
And down to Havensford they go. Billy wires the good news down, and in the office of Jones Chewing Gum, Harry Thompson, the factory manager, has assembled the staff. Billy's arrival is greeted with a cheer from all but Harry.
Hello, everybody! You know the news, then. He's not going to sell.
Hooray! You are sure of that, Billy?
Of course! Why, what's the matter, Harry?
Have a look at this. It's a written order from Pembroke authorizing his representatives to inspect the works and check up on everything. It rather looks as if he sold us out after all.
But he couldn't have. Oh, I know he wouldn't do it.
No? Where is he?
He's outside with Mr. Wallace. I'll bring him in straight away. Mr. Jones, will you come in, please?
You bet. Come on, Bob. This is Uncle's office. Gee, the times I've been thrown out of it. And this is Uncle's staff. Little gathering to welcome me, eh, Billy?
Pretty grim-looking lot, Bob.
We're feeling grim, Mr. Jones. We've just received this.
It's not true, is it, Mr. Jones? You haven't sold?
Of course he hasn't sold. Let me see that.
It's an order from Pembroke. There's a man outside waiting for an answer.
Then give him this for his answer.
Hey, Bob. What's that you're tearing up? I haven't seen it. Who gives the orders around here?
Why, you do, of course. I just execute them.
Well, I'll give you a couple of sentences to carry out. You go and watch Jones' gum being made and take that sour-faced guy with you. I want a word with Billy alone. On your way, everyone. Miss Richards and I are going into conference.
Can you beat that? He wants a word with Billy alone.
Don't be silly, Harry. Please forgive them, Mr. Jones. They've been terribly worried, and they're all so wrapped up in Jones' gum, really.
I wish some of them really were, in thick layers of it. Tell me, is that Thompson fellow in love with you?
I'm afraid they all think they are. They're the funniest lot of fellows.
Every boy in town's my sweetheart. Every boy in town's my Romeo. Every boy around's my sweet.
Every boy in town's.
Every one of them, mother, son of them.
Sends her roses and proposes.
If I ever pick my sweetheart, every boy in town has sworn that he would be
ready to fight whether wrong or right, and waits for the call.
Ready to fight all the day or night, to fight and to fall. Every boy in town's my sweetheart,
my sweetheart.
So I have sweetheart at all.
Every boy in town she calls her own sweetheart. Every boy around she calls her Romeo. There's Beau. Every boy around the town's her own true sweetheart. Every one of them, mother, son of them, sends her roses and then proposes.
If I ever pick my sweetheart, every boy in town has sworn that he would be
ready to fight whether wrong or right, and waits for the call.
Ready to fight either day or night, to fight and to fall.
Every boy in town's my sweetheart, so I haven't any sweetheart.
And leaving Jackson to work that one out for himself, the curtain falls on Act One of Billy. Jackson Jones has fallen hard for Billy Richards, but he's not completely spellbound yet. When he arrives at his chewing gum factory, he soon finds that the treasury is empty, and his early enthusiasm for a big businessman's life begins to evaporate. Mr. Pembroke, who does not give in so easily, has followed him to Havensford, and soon the factory buzzes with rumors that Jackson Jones is going to sell out after all.
It's not true, is it, Mr. Jones?
It will be if he'll pay $2 million. I'm broke. I must have money. Oh, I'm sorry for the town, the people.
I can't believe it. You're going to sell the thing your grandfather worked for and handed down to his son. And the thing you should work for and hand down to your son.
I haven't got a son.
But you will have someday, won't he, Mr. Wallace?
I can only answer for myself. I still have hope.
Now listen, Miss Richards, I can't carry on the business. I'm not gifted that way.
But I am. And what's more, you've got the best chewing gum in the world. That's why they want to buy. Give me full rein. Let me use my own methods, and I'll have the trust on its knees begging you to take them over.
By heck, I believe she could do it.
Will you let me talk to Mr. Pembroke?
That's it, Jackson. Let her talk to him. It won't do any harm. She's got conversation that's never been used. And what's more, she's got personality.
You're telling me.
The art of attracting attention is really no art after all. For a manner is not an invention, like a painting that hangs on the wall.
When nature distributes this treasure, there's a lock to unlock to be free.
to he or to she or to you or to me, she may have delivered the key. Personality, personality, what a gift to possess.
For it's merely a personal charm,
in a wink or the wave of an arm. Unexplainable, unattainable, it's like heaven's caress. What is the history of how it occurred?
What is the mystery surrounding the word?
Personality, personality, golden key to success.
Personality, personality, what a lucky thing to possess. Not a split one like Jekyll and Hyde, but a hit one that thrills you inside. Unexplainable, unattainable, it's like heaven's caress.
What is the history of how it occurred?
What is the meaning of the surrounding the word?
Personality,
personality,
golden key to success.
Billy carries the day, and when Pembroke arrives, he's met by a united front.
Ah, come in, Mr. Pembroke.
Thank you, thank you. I would prefer to speak to you alone.
But you're not going to. If there's any business to be transacted in this office, it'll have to be done through me.
Eh? Mr. Jones, is this your idea of a joke?
Don't ask me, ask her.
I am not accustomed to doing business with hirelings.
No, you're used to doing business with weaklings. Well, you'll find nothing like that here. You're not dealing with a tottering old man now, Mr. Pembroke. You've got youth to battle with this time. A youth full of fire and fight, energy and ambition. There he is. Take a look at him.
Step into the ring, Jackson, and be introduced.
Yes, Mr. Pembroke, we're going to fight. We're going to beat you at your own game. We're beginning the biggest advertising campaign that America's ever seen or heard. We're going to snow you under.
Yes, sir. What do you think of that?
You can't do it.
We're going to.
All right, Mr. Jones. You win. Name your price.
$2 million.
Wait. This plant is not for sale.
Now, just a minute, everyone. Everyone's doing the talking except me. I'm prepared to sell.
Ah, I have a check right here.
Mr. Jones.
But on these conditions. The Jones plant must never close, and you've got to manufacture here.
Impossible. We could never agree to that.
Then we don't sell.
Oh.
My grandfather left this business to his son, and I'm going to leave it to mine.
But you're broke. You're in debt.
Well, I'll leave those to him, too. Well, sir, what's the answer?
No, that's the answer. And you'll live to rue the day you met that woman.
Oh, Mr. Jones.
Jackson, from now on, the old fighting blood's up, and we'll see this through together. Rue the day. Why, meeting you was the best thing I've ever done. Ha, he's no friend of mine.
Friends, those wonderful friends, those marvelous friends who swear they'll stick to you. Regular throng, they follow along while all things click to you. When they say they hold the road for you, give them a road to travel through. That's the only thing to do with friends. They will gladly die for you. That's the sort of a guide for you or me or anyone else to call a friend.
Bob Wallace, who is delighted at the change, Jackson, congratulates Billy. But Pembroke's parting jibe has made that young lady do some serious thinking. To Jackson's consternation, she tells him that she's leaving Havensford.
You're not serious. You can't be.
I am. I couldn't stay here now.
But I can't carry on the business without you. You know that.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jones.
Sorry? Do you know what you've done? You've turned me inside out. That's what you've done. And you know what I've done? I've turned down 2 millions, elected myself to a life of work and worry, and I did this for you.
That's the trouble. You've done it all for me. I'd be responsible for all the work and worry, for all your regrets, your unhappiness. I've just realized that. Do you think I can bear to stand by and watch you beginning to rue the day you met me? No. You must do whatever you like, but do it of your own free will.
You mean sell out and go back to New York?
If you want to.
Oh, listen.
It's no use. My mind's made up. It's best for us both.
Both? Hey, are you falling in love, too?
Of course I'm not. I've never been in love with anyone.
Nor had I, until I met you. Oh, Billy, you can't go now.
That's why I must.
But what am I going to do?
I don't know. You must try and forget me, I suppose. Find some other girl.
I'll never do that. There's only one girl for me now.
One girl, that's my racket. One heart, neath my jacket. One thought, ever before me. And just one plan. One face, always beaming. One dream, when I'm dreaming. Honest and true, there could never be two. I'm a one-girl man.
Oh, Billy. Billy, don't leave me.
That won't do any good. It's best for both of us.
Oh, Billy, please stay. I need you now more than ever.
No, Jackson. It's no use talking about it anymore. This is goodbye.
Oh, dear.
For me there's one face always beaming. Just one dream when I'm dreaming. Honest and true, there could never be two. I'm a one girl man.
Billy does go. And as the days pass and business cares press heavier and heavier, Jackson at last decides to sell out and go back to New York. Pembroke comes hot foot to Havensfoot. But before he arrives, Bob makes a final attempt to dissuade him.
You can't do it, kid.
Can't I? Either Billy comes back or I sell.
But what about the people here? You promised...
I made no promise to anyone except Billy Richards. What I did, I did for her. If she's no longer interested after all she said, then what a fool I'd be to turn down Pembroke's offer.
Ah, now, that was the most sensible and businesslike speech I've ever overheard. Congratulations, Mr. Jones. So we're going to do business at last.
We are. What's your final offer?
$3 million. Here's the check. $3 fat million. And here's the agreement. The millions become yours. Jones' gum becomes ours. And here's the pen. You can keep that, too.
Good. I've always wanted one of these pens. Where do I sign?
Right here.
Stop! Hold it!
Will you keep out of this, sir?
Don't fear, not now. Mafeking's relieved at last. Here's Billy.
Billy?
Pembroke? Oh, Jackson, what are you doing?
He's signing at last for $3 million. Hurry, man.
Don't you dare, Jackson Jones.
But I...
You didn't really think I'd walk out on you, did you? I've been to New York. The Empire Advertising Company are with us to the limit, and he knows
Hooray!
It.
Hooray! Pembroke, what have you to say?
I deny everything. I don't believe it.
Look at this, then. Draft plan for Jones Gum. The cud of content. The chew of a continent. How's that for a campaign?
Oh, dear. This will ruin us. Let me think.
Right. You can think this over, too. Our final word is this. If you'll agree to manufacture in Havensfoot and keep this factory open, then, for a consideration, you can cash in on this campaign. Agree to that, and we'll sell.
How much?
$5 million.
She said $5 million.
Oh, you win. I'll sign.
Oh, tell me I'm not dreaming.
Billy, come here. Am I dreaming? Pinch me.
Oh, now pinch Jackson.
I could hug him, but he's my boss.
Boss? From now on, it's a partnership.
With how many partners? Are they all in it?
Not in this. It's just you and I.
You.
You too.
Yes, just the two of us, darling.
When?
Now. They'll not say boo of us, no bill or coo of us. They'll never hear, my dear, where we're going to go. The two of us, the two of us, they'll never get a view of us. If you will hide with me from everybody.
The two of us, the two of us, no doubt about it's true of us.
Why, surely meant to be, we'll go right back to the days of our childhood. With a cute little home in the wild wood.
The
two of us, the two of us.
Someday there'll be a few of us, and there'll be more of us. Perhaps three or four of us. We are a little family tree.
We love the name.
Don Moore, Stuart Ginn, Frank Holbrook, and Robert Peach and Patricia Kennedy. Your singing stars were Eula Parker, Jeff Brook, and the Keynotes. Orchestra and chorus was conducted by William Flynn, narration by Morris Keller. Billy was produced by Alfred Potter and directed by Cedric Zahara.
Where girls should appear, that they're so